From the KBUT News Satellite Studio in CB South, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Monday, October 26th. Gunnison County was blanketed by a fresh layer of snow overnight. It came as temperatures dropped below freezing following a day of mostly rain. That's led to icy and snow-packed conditions on all roads in KBUT's broadcast area. The snowstorm is expected to taper off by 6 p.m. However, wintry temperatures will remain for the Gunnison Valley with lows overnight in the low single digits. Snow fell especially hard yesterday and last night in northwestern Colorado, where the two largest fires in state history are smoldering. The snow stopped fire activity cold on Sunday. Incident Commander Paul DeMarico is with the Cameron Peak Fire.
I mean, it may be quite a few days before we see any fire activity whatsoever, and that's great news for our firefighters on the ground.
The Cameron Peak Fire has burned more than 208,000 acres and is 64% contained. To the southwest, the East Troublesome Fire has burned over 192,000 acres and is 15% contained. Fire officials say the cold snap won't necessarily put out the fires, but it does limit the spread, a relief to evacuated areas like Grand Lake and parts of Estes Park. The wintry blast was welcomed by firefighters, but it could create problems for evacuees who rushed out of their homes. Rich Johnson evacuated from Estes Park on Friday. He says he's worried about what will happen to his home between the fire and the freezing temperatures.
So either way, we're coming home to a disaster, whether the house gets burnt or whether the pipes break. Either way, we're in trouble.
In Grand County, the sheriff called on local plumbers to team up with deputies to go out to evacuated homes and winterize them. About 1,000 residents have already signed up for the service. Colorado Governor Jared Polis will not have to quarantine after appearing with Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman. Kaufman announced Sunday that he had tested positive for COVID-19. The two men appeared at a press conference together on October 15th. Tri-County Health Department told Polis that there is no risk of him catching the virus. Kaufman will quarantine at home. A new phone app is launching in our region on Sunday that helps people see if they've come in contact with anyone who's tested positive for COVID-19. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The app is called CO Exposure Notifications. Apple and Google created and gave the free app to Colorado. State officials say you have to enable notifications for it to work, but it doesn't trace your location or identity. Instead, it relies on Bluetooth proximity tracking. If your phone is close to someone else that also has the app, the two phones essentially recognize each other. Then if you get sick, you let the app know, and your phone anonymously alerts the other phone. Sarah Thunberg is the state's lead on COVID-19 testing and containment.
The service is so privacy protected and opt-in oriented that I think it's a really great solution for states all across the U.S.
She says Wyoming, North Dakota, and California will launch their own systems that work with this one in a few weeks. And she says they're also working to make it compatible with similar apps in Nevada and Utah. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And this is the KBUT Newscast. It's the last day for voters to request a ballot and get it by mail. And according to the Colorado Secretary of State, it's also the last day to return a ballot by the U.S. Postal Service. After today, voters are encouraged to return their ballots at a drop box or a polling center. Colorado's Democratic Senator Michael Bennett on Sunday criticized Republicans for, quote, cramming a nominee onto the Supreme Court during the fleeting days of a failing, unpopular administration. Bennett also expressed concerns about some of Amy Coney Barrett's past decisions, noting that she sided with corporations in 85% of her business-related cases.
The pattern is clear. When consumers and workers sought the protection of the law or the government, she stood in the way.
But Republicans have praised her qualifications and judicial judgment. The Senate is expected to vote later tonight to confirm Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner has indicated he will support the confirmation. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.